The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Before the internet, before cable television, before the splintering of media, there was a time in this country when three networks and your daily newspaper was the extent of all your information. So in many ways, it's hard to overstate the significance of Charles Schulz and the daily comic strip Peanuts. You know them, Charlie Brown, Lucy, Snoopy, and the gang. In 1965, some 56 years ago, a network special, a Christmas special, became part of the American landscape, a Charlie Brown Christmas, notably for many wonderful things. But here's a clip of what we're going to talk about in just a few minutes.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
To talk about something in this beautiful segment that maybe you've never noticed before, we're happy to have Jason Sorosky with us. Jason's a writer, a musician, worship pastor, classroom teacher. He also homeschools his family of five, currently resides in Houston, Texas. Jason, we're happy you're here.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure, Jason. So you wrote an article.
It's so sweet. I just love to listen to it every time, Jason.
The clip itself, yeah. And Jason, you wrote a piece about this where you look at Linus and a particular thing that set things in motion. Tell us about this.
I did. And yeah, like you were saying, you know, it's amazing how something as simple as a cartoon can have such an impact. You know, just the fact that, you know, it's been something that we cherish and want to watch for over 50 years now, that it's just made such an impact. Everybody knows what it is. Everyone's familiar with it. And when I was in the first grade, we did a school play. And as I say in the article, you know, I was chosen to play Linus because I already had a blanket and I was kind of a bookworm. So I'm like, oh, King James Bible is cool. I'll read that. And so it was a fun thing. I wanted to be Snoopy, but I got Linus instead, which it worked out. But so, you know, I always watch the show with my kids every year. And, you know, in the clip you just played, I noticed that, you know, when Linus says, fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, that he drops a blanket. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I've watched this my whole life. I've never noticed that. You know, and as we know from the Peanuts cartoons, Linus always has that blanket. He's always holding onto that blanket and doing things with it, but they can't get him to let go of it. And it's beautiful as Linus is reciting the scripture and he says, you know, fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy. He just tosses that blanket. He just drops it. And I was watching that and thought, you know what? I've been watching this for so many years and I've never noticed that before. Did I really just see that? I went back and watched it again. And I thought, you know, this is so intentional. You know, Charles Schulz clearly put that moment in there for a reason. I mean, it's just too perfect to not be intentional. And so I told the kids about it, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's really neat. And I have a little blog that I, you know, I went and blogged about it, and it was funny. The next morning, I'm like, wow, 500 people have seen this. That's a lot of people. And, you know, and over time, it's now been, you know, the little blog about Linus dropping his blanket has been shared literally millions of times.
No kidding.
And yeah, and it's crazy. And I've had people, you know, write me saying, like, that's so amazing that you saw this moment. And I just think it's so neat that Charles Schulz put that in this TV, you know, cartoon that we all love and cherish. And it's just right there, that message of trusting in God and dropping our fears, and how the birth of Christ sets us free, you know, to drop the things that we're so desperately clinging to get us through life, that, you know, Jesus in our life frees us from needing all of that.
That's a wonderful take. It really is. When we were trying to get you back on the show, I asked John if he could conservatively estimate how many times he's seen that clip. And I said, it has to be 40 for me. I mean, I've seen the show a ton of times, but I've just watched that clip over and over and over again. I never noticed that.
Right.
I know. It really is. It's just one of those little things that, you know, I never caught for years. And then I saw it, and I'm like, wow, that's a cool thing. And it's been so encouraging. You know, it's funny. You sit down and you write a blog. You know, I sat at the kitchen table and just, you know, hit send and set it to the internet. And just how many people have been encouraged by it. You know, I've had, you know, so many pastors call me and say, you know what, I'm going to use that for my Christmas Eve sermon because it's just so neat. It's such a fun example. And it is. The fact that it's been right there in front of us for so many years, it makes you appreciate not just that, but so many of the little things that are in our lives. It makes you want to slow down and look and pay attention and see, you know, what is God doing? And not just kind of blow by the familiar like we always tend to do.
Right, and maybe other things that we missed.
Exactly, exactly. It does. It makes me definitely want to slow down and kind of look at the little moments and just kind of soak in what God's doing instead of just the usual, okay, we got to get through this, get to the next thing.
Right.
And just appreciate, you know, what God's saying to you in small, subtle ways.
Now, Jason, in your studying about this, about the Christmas special itself, A Charlie Brown Christmas, and to read about Charles Schulz, I mean, clearly, Charles Schulz had to be a man of strong Christian faith for him to write this episode and then go before the networks and say, this is the story that I want to tell. Now, I'm sure even in 1965, as different as the society was then to now, there may have been a few raised eyebrows.
Right. And there were. And, you know, from what I've read about it, because, of course, now I've dug into it. But it's interesting. There was a lot of things the network didn't like. They thought, like, okay, this is getting too preachy. They didn't like, you know, using the actual voices of children. They're like, we can't have kids read this. It'll be too hard for them.
Really?
And, yeah, and just the fact that they, yeah, what I've read is that the network did not want the part where Linus comes out and, you know, recites scripture, but Schulz was just adamant, like, no, this is the heart of the show, and this is the meaning of Christmas. That's what I'm trying to get across. So he was definitely adamant that, like, you know, this is going to be in there. And what an impact that decision has made throughout the years. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the fact that he didn't go at it with a hammer. You know, it wasn't like he was trying to preach the whole thing and make everybody, you know, feel terrible. It's just, it's a subtle thing, but there's just a beauty. It was like a beautiful little, I mean, even Linus, when he says he doesn't make Charlie Brown look like an idiot, that he doesn't know what Christmas is about.
Right. It's done in such a beautiful way. And it's so, I think that's why people are, you know, why we gravitate towards it. It's just, it's such a simple presentation of the gospel through the scripture being preached without, like you said, it's not done with a hammer. It's not condescending. It's just, what is Christmas all about? Here's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
It's just a simple, straightforward tale straight from scripture. And it's something that we clearly still struggle with. Christmas turns into so many things for so many people that, you know, just culturally, don't have anything to do with Christ. It just becomes another stressor. It becomes a, you know, a frantic time of year. You know, for some people, it's depressing. And it, yeah, this, and the special addresses all of that and just takes it and shows the beauty of, you know, the birth of Christ and kind of just brings it back to, this is what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
And it's simple and it's peaceful and it's calming. And, so I think that's just what makes it such a great special.
Wow. Jason Zarosky, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for having me.
Love those insights. I love that they've been shared over a million times. Isn't that terrific?
Fabulous.
Find out more about Jason at his blog, The Way I See It.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.